CLX mobile monitoring.
10-4 WHM monitoring.
HNN6ELX.
Hey, this is Bill here in Hartwell, Georgia.
Hey there. I think you said Daryl. This is Mike, somewhere between Greenville and Spartanburg on an 85, going home.
Trip, I've already made it home from Athens, Georgia. That's my commute every day, so don't have to hit the interstate, but just have a hour commute, but it's not too bad.
That's not too bad of a, commute, Athens to Hartwell. I live in just across the border in Greenville County. So I'm going from work in Spartanburg on a Friday afternoon. And if this traffic on 85 stays the way it is, it looks like it's going to be a good weekend.
Well, for you. Hopefully no crazies out there. That'll keep things moving smoothly.
I think it's good. I'll know as we get closer to my exit up there right by the airport, GSP. So how was your day today?
It was pretty good. Being a Friday, I actually took off a little early. Got home, went to town, run around, did some errands, got home, and now I'm ready for the weekend. Hopefully it won't rain.
I think y'all might get a little more rain than we're supposed to. But, hey, I'm going to let it do what it wants. I already discussed it with the wife, and we're going to just play it by ear and take it easy.
Good plan. I think I got to go to Home Depot here in a little bit. Go with the wife. I got some more flowers. Go from there.
Yeah, we're talking about running errands tomorrow. Home Depot's in the mix. We'll see how that goes. Saturday. Hopefully with the rain people will stay out and we can just get done what we can quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think now that we're past Easter and everybody's ready to start planting and gardening and everything else, it's halfway decent. It'll be busy everywhere.
Depot to get some more mulch. Get enough. We'll probably end up buying some plants, maybe, I don't know. But we got plenty of stuff to plant. I hurt my back last weekend putting out all that mulch I bought, so I don't feel like hurting it again.
Yeah, no need to do that. You need to find you something besides mulch to put out, or at least only get a couple bags. I went and got some last year and loaded my trailer down and decided to try to unhook it, but it's loaded, and that was a mistake. It stayed there until I got it unhooked, but it stayed there until I unloaded the nearly 2,000 pounds of mulch.
You learned the center of gravity isn't quite where you thought it was.
I was going to hook it up and move it. I guess I'll just have to tote the bags from where they are now, so that was my mistake. Lesson learned. What kind of radio are you talking on?
I bought this radio because it's a little portable. It's a mobile 25-watt VTech, and this sucker I wouldn't say it's solid like a Yaesu or a Kenwood, but this thing's pretty good. I like it. It just plugs into the cigarette lighter so I can move it from this vehicle over to the motorhome or whatever I happen to be driving. N6 CLX ready.
Good trip in the repeater. I'm talking on a handheld just pushing 5 watts to the repeater. It's a Anytone 878 DMR radio. That radio sounds good. I've looked at those online. I just bought another Bridgecom Anytone 578 DMR mobile and put in the house. Got it hooked up yesterday and made a couple of DMR contacts and made sure it was working. It seemed to be fairly solid itself.
I bought that VTEC too. I bought the VTEC, I can't remember the number, DMR64X2 or whatever that one is. That's a solid radio, man.
It's slow to catch on, but it's growing in popularity. I'm set up as close as I am to the border with South Carolina. That's the closest, Anderson is the closest repeater I can hit, and I can do the South Carolina call, and I've talked to people in Charleston, Hilton Head, all over the state, and up in North Carolina. So it's definitely a interesting technology. I had to get some help with the code plug, but after I got the file loaded, it was pretty easy.
Thanks for the ID. Yeah, once I figured out the code plug, it wasn't too bad. But then I went ahead and bought a hotspot too. So then I hang out on, most of the time I'm hanging out on the 91 Talk group worldwide when I'm at the house. Just because there's so much dang activity on that thing.
The hotspot, it was a cheap one, and I made a mistake. I'm going to try to get one from Bridgecom when they get back in stock. Something that I can actually work with. This one, you have to do everything almost blind. And I want to get one of those DMR hotspots from Bridgecom that's got the display and everything on it.
Went ahead and I got the more expensive Chinese one. So it's just a Pi. I don't know what that thing is. The micro. What is that thing? Micro Pi. Whatever that thing is called. That little Pi. And it's running the Pi Star. Pi Star MDVM app. And you know, it's taken me. I've had it now for a year and a half. It's taken me some time to get used to it. So I'm gonna let this drop. Timeout timer, transmission timeout timer. It's real short, so I don't burn it up. It took me a while to figure out that Pi Star software, but it's pretty solid.
The one I got it configured and I got it working, but it just doesn't seem to work quite right compared to just using the radio hitting the South Carolina repeater. So I don't know if it's something I've done, if it's just like the cheap Chinese or what it may be. I'm going to keep tinkering with it until I can get one of those bridge bombs.
I downloaded the update for Pi Star. It's telling me that it's way past its time, so I don't know. It's working. I hate to fix what's not broke. But it throws me a loop once in a while. They changed the Brandmeister system here in the States to require a login. It's got a security password. So you have to have that password loaded into your software. Once I figured all that out, it's sort of working again just fine.
I'll tell you, if it's working well, I would be hesitant on the firmware update, at least until you heard others have used it and didn't have problems. That's kind of like IT firmware updates on computers. Sometimes they work and sometimes they break more than they fix.
I don't know. I told her about a year ago that I wasn't going to take any more updates on my iPhone because, you know, they're just about paid for, which means it's time for them to send me an update to break it. But, stupid me, I keep taking the update.
That feeling. Seems like every update makes it run a little slower. Makes the battery last a little less. And they're just waiting for you to come in and spend $1,000 on a new one.
Actually, I took our phones over to the cell phone medic or whatever that place is here in Greenville and had new batteries put in. It cost me $120 for the two batteries installed in the two phones. And, man, I'll do that again before I buy a new phone.
That's a good deal. I had an iPhone 6 for several years, and I put a new battery in it when it got down to about 80%. And it honestly acted like a new one. And I ended up dropping it, cracking the screen, and instead of replacing it, I just went ahead and upgraded to the iPhone 11.
Old-time ham and Mr. Electronics. Nothing scares me. I'll get in there and all the SMD components and I'll mess around. I'll usually end up breaking something, but I'll mess with it.
I actually work in IT at the University of Georgia, and like I told somebody just today, I said the only difference between you and me is I'm not afraid to push the button or press run, and we'll deal with the fallout later.
I've told people that many times. Like you can't break it. Just don't click the mouse 300 times because you don't know what that's going to do.
You have to just be deliberate in your actions.
My previous job, I was on a startup of SAP system for the company. SAP stands for Stop All Production, some people. But we got it running. But we had to drum it in everyone's head. Not click that mouse multiple times. You're going to end up doing something.
I went out a new scheduling program at work called Humanity. And you would think that we were telling them they can't even work anymore. They're used to using one program, or we're giving them this new one that has an app, and the employees can request all through the app or see their hours and do everything. And the employees love it, but the managers, they're having a hard time adjusting.
A new program, you put the workload down on the person using it, so now the managers probably have to do something.
Make it more work for the managers and on the working shift, but on the employee it's a lot easier, and on the leadership they can see the data and pull it into our analytics program and see how everything's working. So it's a little bit of Big Brother and a little bit of aggravation, but I think it'll be worth it.
By the time I'm retired, 20 years, and my grandkids are up and working, they'll probably have all this stuff tied into Facebook or whatever's on by then. No one will be able to understand how to buy toilet paper without turning on a computer.
Sister-in-law, she's retired now. She was a school teacher, but before she retired, they actually had to start teaching analog clocks again because kindergartners couldn't tell time unless it was a digital watch. I mean, people are forgetting the basics.
I got to pull into the garage, and actually I got out to, while you were talking, to put the antenna down. Then I realized, well, heck, I can't put the antenna down. I'm going to talk still. So I guess that's me trying to say, have a good weekend.
Made it home safely, no problems. 73. Again, this is Bill in Hartwell, M4WHM. I'm usually on here, so have a great weekend. Hope you get everything done you need to, and don't hurt your back. 73. This is M4WHM, clear on your final.
All right, N4WHN, N6CLX. All right, Dale. Well, this is Mike in Greer. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend. Hope to hook up with you soon. I'm on here every day. It just seems to be pretty quiet. I turn on the radio and turn down this one. And so sometimes I miss people. Sometimes I just sit and read the mail. Dale, have a good weekend. N6CLX. I'm going to be clear.